ברשות מוריי ורבותיי ובדפי בשוף השם, today parashat ki tisa. This parasha, we have a lot of anyanim that the Torah talk about. And one of the anyanim that Hashem is talking, this parasha is the Egel. What the Bnei Israel did the Egel, what they did the idolatry. Now, in this parasha, you have a lot of things that we have to understand. First, how can you imagine Jews that they did the Egel? How can you imagine the Jews did the Egel? Did, you know, Avodah Zarah idolatry? I mean, just a few weeks ago, they received the Torah, they heard the voice of Hashem, and they heard the Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, and suddenly the Torah said, V'lo yira'e Elohim achem al panai, I don't want you to bend or to serve another idolatry. I mean, I don't even... I don't want that you put somebody between me and you. I mean, if you're to pray, you have to pray directly to me, not through the sun or the Egel or anything else. So the question is, why those people, the Jews, how it's they heard the voice of Hashem, and suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up to the Shamayim to bring the Torah, and they did the Egel, something that it's hard to believe. Very, very hard to believe. And this is the first question. The second question is, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he was up there studying the Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand why the Bnei Israel, they wanted to do the Egel. How Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't realize that the Jews, what they were doing. And besides this, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say to Moshe, hey, stop, you get down. You have to go down. Because look what's going on there. They're going to do the Egel. I mean, can you imagine? If just HaKadosh Baruch Hu would warn the Moshe Rabbeinu what's going to happen, it would not happen. Yes or no? It's not happened. It would not happen. So I don't understand. On one hand, Moshe was a big prophet. So what is his prophecy? How did he did not know what's going on down there? That the Jews are doing the Egel, first. Second, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop them? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop the Bnei Israel from doing the Egel? And third, why? How the Jews did the Egel? I mean, can you imagine? In the morning, they received the man. The man come up from the Shamayim. And they saw the man everywhere. The Kvod Hashem everywhere. And they are doing the Egel. How can you imagine that? How can you imagine that? It's impossible. So it's something that we have to understand. And beside this, I have a big, big question. When Moshe Rabbeinu break Shvirat Halachot, when he break the tables, that is for me, it's incredible. How dare Moshe Rabbeinu will break the Lachot? How it's possible that somebody can break the Lachot? You understand me? This is so we have four questions. How Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom break the Lachot? I mean, can you imagine those Lachot? They were made with the hand from the hand of Hashem. Can you imagine that they were made from the hand of Hashem? Hashem made them. And it was written with the Torah, with the hand of Hashem. And I mean, for me, those tables should be the strongest tables of all time. You understand? And how Moshe Rabbeinu can break them? It's for me, they should be incassable. That you cannot break them. It's no one can break them. I mean, it's something belong to Hashem. I mean, I don't understand. So how Moshe Rabbeinu, he break them and he broke them. Don't, if Moshe Rabbeinu was the most strongest man in the world, so how can he break them? So this is the question that we have to understand. So I was thinking to answer all these questions is that one thing we have to understand. Who was the cause of the Egel? So we have a Zohar. We have a beautiful Zohar. The Zohar, he divides the Jews from the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav is the Goyim, the Egyptians, or the Goyim, that from all kind of nations, that they were in Egypt. And when they saw all what Hashem did for the Jews, they decided to become Jew. You understand? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to accept them. And Moshe Rabbeinu accepted them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't want to accept them for one reason. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't believe them. Because for Hashem, they need the Zechot Avot. The Jews have Zechot Avot. What the Jews, they saw all what Hashem did, so it revived on them the merit, the Zechut of the Avot, of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. So that helped them. It's like when you want to build a building, if you want the building to be strong, you need to have there a lot of elements so the building can be strong. You know, it's not enough only one element. You need a lot of elements to make it stronger, the building. With one, if you only build a building with only one element, so the building is strong, but not strong enough. You see today, you see people, they put barzel, you know, steel, you know, the iron, yes, that's what you call it. And they put, le béton. How do you call it, you know, when you build, you mix with the sand, you know, something gray, you know. It's smelting, I don't know. You need a lot of kind of things to make it stronger, you know. Today there is a lot of elements. You understand? So Am Israel, a Jew, when a Jew do teshuvah, still, yes, you put steel with le béton. Béton is like millet. It's like it's something gray that you mix it with water, you understand? Then when it's dry, it's very, very strong. You know. So, I mean, when you build a building, you need to put a lot of element to that so the building can be strong. So you see, a man, a Jew, when he do teshuvah, when he decide to do teshuvah, Hashem help him to do teshuvah. You understand? And he has the zichut of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and the zichut of the Torah. Okay? There's a lot of element that help the Jew to do teshuvah. Because a Jew on himself to do teshuvah, it's impossible. You need a lot of help, a lot of zichut avot. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't want to accept those goyim to convert themselves to come to receive the Torah, because he didn't believe them. He said, well, okay, now they're doing, they want to convert themselves because they saw a lot of miracles. But once they will forgot all those miracles that they saw, they will do Avodah Zarah as before. So Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu he didn't agree that Moshe Rabbeinu, he will accept them. But Moshe said to Hashem, no, accept them. Why? Because after all, even the Jew, after 400 years that they were slaves, they lost all kind of emunah on you. They forgot everything. Now, since they saw all what you did, they believe in you. So the same way, they acted, they behaved like goyim. And besides this, they went down to 49 degrees of Tum'ah. So what the difference between the Jews and those gerim that they want to convert themselves? So you have to accept them. So Moshe Rabbeinu has an argument. So for Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe, okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, look, Hashem, תורה לא בשמיים היא. The Torah is not in the שמיים. Torah is here on earth. And those גרים, now that they saw your strength, so accept them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay. So in the eyes of Hashem, the גרים, those Arab Rab, they were not 100% גרים, okay? Because they only become Jew only because of what they saw. I mean, it's not a conviction. You understand? It's not 100% conviction. It's not because they saw miracles, so up to the miracles that they saw, they become Jew. You understand? It's not a conviction, a Jewish conviction. Like besides it, they needed Zechut Avot. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't agree. I don't want those people to become Jew. For me, they're not. But Moshe Rabbeinu convinced Hashem. He said, no. For Hashem, you have to give them a chance because even the Jew, they went down to 49 to give of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu has his own argument. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to Hashem, anyway, the Torah that you will give to the Jews, anyway, they have no Torah. And the same Torah that you're going to give to the Jews, those people who are converted, they will accept it. So what difference? And maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't forget Hashem, that even Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they converted people. Like the Gemara said, ve'et ha'nefesh, like the Torah said, ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu b'haran. And the Gemara said that Abraham converted man and Sarah converted woman. And the Gemara said that even Yitzhak and Yaakov, they converted people. So that means Abraham, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had an argument with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, if Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov converted people, why you don't want to accept those people? Why didn't tell Abraham don't accept them? Why now those people don't want to accept them? You understand? So Moshe Rabbeinu has this argument. So from here you see that the eyes of Hashem, this Erev Rav, it's not a real conversion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a real one. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a real conversion only when there is a conviction, not because you saw something. I know a lot of people who did Teshuvah because they were forced to do Teshuvah. Because they needed, because the husband was ill, or the father was ill, or because something happened to them, so they did teshuvah. Once the father was well, was healthy, so they went back to what they were before. Understand? So any teshuvah, a forced teshuvah with no conviction, the heart is not a teshuvah. Okay, it's like a teshuvah mira. It's like a fear because those Erev Rav, they fear Hashem, but their teshuvah it was unacceptable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accept their teshuvah, their conversion. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he insisted. He said to Hashem, yes, you have to accept them. Now, doubt what the Gemara said, Lech red kishehet amcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when the goyim, when those Jews who convert themselves, that Moshe Rabbeinu convert them, so Hashem, he said to Moshe, you have to go down because the people that you converted, they did the egel. Those people are amcha, it's your people, it's not my people. And if you see the Zohar, he said, so that means, the Zohar asked a big question, he said, if those people were not a real Jew, so how did he live? What did he eat? Okay? So, because the Torah, the Zohar said that they did not eat the man. Who eat the man? Only those who received the Torah. The Jewish people eat the man, but those Arab Rab, he did not eat the man. So the Zohar Kadosh said, so how did he live? And the Zohar answered, because the Jews, of course, he said, of course, they eat the man, but it was the man that the Jewish people give them. Not it was a second hand. It's not the man that it came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a man who a master who gives to his slave something to eat, shiraim. You understand? So the Jewish people they give to the Arab Rav food. But the food, the man, it did not come to them directly from the Shamayim. indirect. That means, look, it's incredible what I'm going to tell you. From that Zohar, I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was not for those Erev Rav. It was not for them. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw those two Hachamim, those two Egyptians, that they took with them, Avodah Zarah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not trust them. He didn't trust them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accept them. Now I understand. I think whatever Hashem is doing is for the good. Huh? Just imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept them. And now they will do the Avera. Now they will do the Egel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the whole Jews. Because they will be part of the Jews. Okay? But because Hashem did not accept them at 100%, and they used to live outside the Anan, outside the Mahani Israel. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, it's your people who did the Egel, not Am Israel. But can you imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept them as Moshe Rabbeinu accept them, it will be a disaster for the whole Jews. So now the question is, so why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the whole Jews? Up to now we receive Makot. The reason is because the Jews, they should do a revolution. There were only a few Erev Rav. When they started to talk about Avodah Zarah, when they said, like the Zohar said, the paper that you sent me, the Zohar said that the Erev Rav, they went to Aharon, and they asked Aharon, we want somebody to be with us, like you have Moshe Rabbeinu, because we are divided. Look, we are not a part of you. And if the man, we don't eat the same man like you. You have to give us the man to eat. Otherwise, we will starve. We cannot eat. So you have somebody who go with you. You have Hashem. You have Moshe. So we need somebody to be with us. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Aharon HaKohen said, no, no way. It's impossible that we give you strength, because no, it's impossible to be divided. That means that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have the Klipa with you. It's impossible. You understand? So the Erev Rav, they killed Hur, and they nearly killed Aharon. So just for that, the Jews, when the Jews saw the Erev Rav killing Hur, why they didn't do a revolution? Why? Why they did nothing? When they saw now the Erev Rav, they are frightened. They are the blackmail Aharon. If you don't help us to do the Egel, we kill you. So why didn't do a revolution? Why didn't fight them? And because they didn't fight them, it's like they were partner with them. Now we understand something incredible. Now we understand that why the Erev Rav, please, I want you to listen to this. Huh? The Gemara said, even the Zohar, it's mentioned that the Erev Rav, their intention was to have a shot foot. They wanted to do a ma'aseh. It's something incredible. Look the Zohar, what is it? Adashta havu it kafain inun eriva veashta kamu ba'u obda. That kafa, listracha. Now they want something strong for the klipa. Amru, only kulana amahada. All we should be all one together while we are divided. And we'll be all together. We will be with you. Oh, Yehilan, Mandiyahir, Kamana. Or we should have somebody. We create something that will be with us. Kamadiyah, like you. You have somebody. Kamadiyah, Elahun, Kamichun. Like you, that you have your God with you. We need something for us. Amar Aharon answered, Hashvi Shalom. The alien is that for Be'amakadish. Hashvi Hayila. That the one that you want to create, that he will be our partner with our people اللي ما في كل اكل اندوي بي اول توغيذر نو بلوت عربون عما كذا شو وي دونت ونت تو ميكس ويز يو نو وي دونت ونت تو ميكس ويز يو اي 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 No, it's better that you have divided, that you are separate from us. And of course, so when Aaron saw that those people, they were willing to kill him, that, as they kill Hur, so he told them, okay, go bring me gold. And he thought maybe it will be a fight between them, and then in the meantime, Moshe will come. And unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come right away. In the meantime, they did the Egel. Now, the question is, now, you have to listen to this question. Why did need it Hur or Aaron? I mean, they were very, very magic people. They were witch people. They used witchcraft. They were big mechashvim from Egypt. The Zohar HaKadosh said that they were, I think if you read the Zohar, it said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he would Bachar Rabbi Shimon Amar Ei Hasid Hakadosh Aharon Mishiha De La Rabba Ayayay Bachasidach Naflu Kama Me'ama Kadisha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was crying. He said, Ayayay Aharon, what happened? Because of you, a lot of Jews they die. What happened? Why didn't be careful? Why didn't be careful? Because those two people, those big big Rishaim from Egypt, they were there. They were very, very big witchcraft people. And why? And the question is, that this is my question, why did need it the participation of Aaron or Hur? They could do it themselves. I mean, you see, what Aaron told them, bring me gold. Okay, the gold came. What happened after? Aaron took all the gold to melt the gold. They put fire, huh? A pot, okay. So you take a big pot, you put the gold, put it on the fire so the gold will be melted. So what those two Egyptians, for that they were big mechashvim, big witchcraft, they throw their something, and hop, the egel come out. So who did the egel? Aaron? Or those two Rishaim that they convert themselves, that they belong to Erev Rav. Who did the Egel? Aharon or them? Or the Erev Rav? The Erev Rav. So why, first question, why did he need to go to say Aharon? And second, it's them who did it, not Aharon. So why we have to accuse Aharon? Huh? Why we have to accuse Aaron? So the answer is, those two Hachamim from Egypt, those two Goyim that they convert themselves, they could do the Egel on their own, but they were very, very clever. Because at the beginning, this is my, according to the Zohar, I'm going to answer you my question. Because according to the Zohar, the Erev Rav came to Aaron. They said to Aaron, the same way that you have somebody who go with you, you have God who go lifnechem, we want to create something that he will be with us, because all we should be all together. Accept us, you know. Why Hashem doesn't want to accept us? Aaron said no. So they said, okay, if you don't want, so what they did, they killed Hur. So the question is, why did he need Aaron? You know why? Because the Erev Rav, they wanted to show the Jews that Aaron, he was with them. You understand? They were very clever. Because they did not need Aaron to do the Egel. But all what they wanted to show the Jews, when Aaron gave an order, bring the God. And they, all the Jews, they saw Aaron putting the God in the in this big pot. You understand? Pot, yes, you call it pot. It's just imagine if you see me doing the same. If you see me taking gold and I put it to the pot, what you will think? What you will think? Ah, you think I am a partner? You understand? That's what the Arava wanted to show the Jews, that Aaron is a partner. And Aaron, he did it l'shem shamayim, because they wanted to show people, oh, Aaron is a partner. So when the Jews, when they saw Aaron helping the Arab rabbi to do what he did, so they believed on Aaron, what they are doing, what he is doing. Now we understand why those Hachamim, why the Zohar said that Aaron, he should be careful. I know, Aaron, he did it l'shem shamayim, but unfortunately, look what happened in the end. Now, we understand that it's not the Bnei Israel who did the Egel, it's the Erev Rav who did the Egel. It's the Erev Rav, not the Am Israel. Now, our question was, how did the Erev Rav, after all what they saw, they did the Egel? After all what they saw, how it's possible that they did the Egel? So the answer is, first, it's not the Jewish people who did the Egel, it's the Erev Rav. But the question is, why by not fighting them, when the Jews did not fight the Arab Rav, it's like they were partner with them. So why did he not fight them? So that means like they agree with them. So now we understand that all this, it was made with a big chokhmah. The Jews, they could fight the Arab Rav. But why the Jews did not fight the Arab Rav? Because they saw Aaron taking the gold from their from their wives and put it in a big pot. So they thought Aaron is a partner. You understand? You understand me? They thought that Aaron was a partner. That's why they did not stop the good. They were big hachamim. They were very, very clever. I'm sure when they killed Hur, when they killed Hur, the Jews were so shocked by the killing of Hur, till they will come to venge Hur, or till they come, they saw already Aaron preparing, you know, the big pot for the Arab Rav to do the Egel. So the Jews, but the Jews, the fault that the Jews did, they should fight even against Aaron. When they saw Aaron doing what he was doing, they should fight him as well. Understand? They should stop him. But no one stopped. So it's like everybody was a partner in this Egel. Aaron was a partner. Am Yisrael was a partner. And that's why up to now we're suffering from the Egel. They were very clever. They were very, very clever. Of course, Chas v'Shalom, of course, it was no, the Jews never could do that. Now, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning, he didn't want to accept this Erev Rav. He didn't want to accept it. He said, Hashit Moshe Moshe, it's too early to accept converted people. Why? First, I did not give them yet the Torah. First, once the Jewish people, they will receive the Torah, then if there is people who want to convert themselves, we'll accept them. But you cannot accept people before you give the Torah. Before I give the Torah to the Bnei Israel, we cannot accept people. Now, just imagine, if Moshe Rabbeinu would not accept this Erev Rav, and would the Bnei Israel would do the Egel? Huh? No. They will not do the Egel. No. No, because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have Zechut Avot. Shezechut Avotam Sayatam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, he said to Moshe, please, Moshe, I don't want to accept them. So for me, you understand, And Baruch Hashem, thanks God, Baruch Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not consider those Erev Rav as Jewish people. Baruch Hashem, you should say thank you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not consider them as a real Jew. You know why? If he will consider them as a Jewish people, so when he will punish the whole Jews. Not only Erev Rav. Because when Hashem, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jewish people did the Egel, he did not say the Jewish people did the Egel. He said, Amcha, your people that you accepted, did the Egel, your people. He did not say my people, my Jewish people, Ami, your people, he said. Can you imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would accept them? It will be a disaster. You understand? Baruch Hashem, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could generalize, could be everybody. No, not it. Now you understand. But when it comes to punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to punish everybody. Why? Because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody was partner to that Egel. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he confessed Hashem, said, no, it's only my people who did the Egel, not your people. Your people did not the Egel. So now you will understand how those Erev Rav, they were very clever. They create a big influence on the Jewish people to understand that Aharon is a partner. Aharon is a partner that you should have Koach HaKlipa and Koach HaKdusha working together in the desert. You understand? At the beginning, Aharon was against, but when the Jewish people, when the Erev Rav wanted to kill him, so he said, okay, bring me the gold. Now I understand our first question. How it was possible that the Bnei Yisrael, after all what they saw in Egypt, they did the Egel. Now I understand that it's not the Bnei Yisrael who did the Egel, it's the Erev Rav. And the Erev Rav did the Egel because Erev Rav, they had an argument. Because they didn't want to be alone. They didn't want to be separated from the Jews. They wanted to be all of them to be partnership, you know, with the Erev Rav, you know, to be one nation. But the Kashmiri said, no, it's impossible to be one nation. It's a divided nation. It's impossible. It's not the moment. No. Especially before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give the Torah to the Erev Rav. You understand me? Because every letter of the Torah, it represents a neshama. And the Erev Rav, they have no neshama. So Erev Rav, they could not be partnered in the Torah. You understand? Maybe after, but not now. Not now. So that's why Moshe Hashem, he was not agree for this Erev Rav to become Jew. That's why he didn't accept them. Moshe Rabbeinu accepted them because Moshe Rabbeinu has another kind of argument. He said, well, those people, they are Rishaim. So why you accept only those people? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, those people have Zechut Avot. And those people have no Zechut Avot. But anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu, he insisted. He said, no, Hashem, if people want to believe in you, if they want to respect you, I have to accept them. So he said, okay, Hashem. Hashem said, okay, I accept them. But you will see, you will regret. And Hashem was right. Okay? Now we have a big question. How did Moshe Rabbeinu did not realize that the Jewish people were doing Avera, were doing the Egel? Second question, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't warn Moshe Rabbeinu to stop learning Torah and go down to avoid this catastrophe from the Jews, from the Erev Rav, with the participation of the Jews, even that the Jews did, they did not avodah zarah, but because they didn't fight them, it's like they were partner in this avodah zarah. Why? Because they did not do nothing. So the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, when he was in the Shamayim, don't forget this. He went there for 40 days. That means he's supposed to learn Torah 40 days. 40 days, no stop. Why 40 days? Why not 50? Why not 39 days and a half? Why 40 days? Because a baby, he has a form in his in the stomach in his mother only after 40 days. Before 40 days, it's ruach, it's nothing. It takes 40 days to have a life, a real life. That before 40 days, there is no life. But this baby, this fetus, you know, in the stomach of his mother, this embryo, it took 40 days. And after 40 days, life started. So a man without Torah has no life. So Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he went to the Shamayim to study Torah 40 days. Only after 40 days he could have life. And that life could give it to the Bnei Israel, the life of the Torah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't see nothing. Because he did not finish the 40 days. It's like a baby that before he lived 40 days and the beginning of his life, only after 40 days he becomes a living person, something living. And without that, it's impossible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to do exactly, don't forget, on each man you have 613 veins members. And after 40 days, you have 613 members in veins. Very, very, very small. Now there is life. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he couldn't stop. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't stop him. Because can you imagine, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop him, you know what's going to happen? It's like a baby. I think he's going to be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give him the Torah again. You understand me? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop him. If he stopped him, he would disconnect him from him, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would disconnect him from the Torah. And we say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oraita, Am Israel had. And that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu was studying the Torah, he was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, he is a Jew, he studied Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at that moment they were connected, Jew, Torah, and Moshe. Jew, Am Israel, Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop him and tell him, go down, look what they are doing there. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu after we not give him back the Torah, he said, that's it, finished. That means, God forbid, there will not be this free partnership with the man, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Torah. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not disturb him. He let him to study Torah 40 days, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the Torah, and now the Torah is in his hand. And now it's the Torah that is in his hand. Now he told him, hey, your people did Avodah Zarah. It's like, if I were to give you the best present in the world, if I were to give you the best present in the world, but at the moment that I want to give you the best present, You did something very bad to me. What do I do? To give it to you or not? To give you the present or not to give you the present? Don't give it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he give it. He said, look, you were nice to me before, and I prepared the best present for you. Look what the meter, look what you did to me. I give it to you. Here's your present anyway. But from now on, now listen to this. I give it to you. And when Moshe Rabbeinu received this present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt that he didn't deserve it. But at least he received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a man. A man, when he give a present to somebody, in the meantime, this somebody, he do a bad things to the king, the king will not give him the present that he prepared for him. Just imagine a man that a king who loves a person and they want to give him a beautiful present. And then the king, they come to the king, they tell you, the man to whom you want to give the present, he talk bad against you. He do bad things against you. Well, you know what the king will do? He will not give nothing. He say, well, the country will punish him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with all what we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always still nice to us. Even at the Bnei Yisrael, they did the Egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still nice to us. He gave us the Torah. He gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu did nothing. Why he will not give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, the Bnei Yisrael did it again, but not Moshe. Moshe was here for 40 days, 40 nights. Why I have to punish Moshe? Why Moshe has to be punished? So Hashem gives the Torah to Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to himself, those people, they don't deserve the Torah. And the meeting Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, all the Torah that he studied in the Shamayim, it was in his head. So what did he break? He broke only stones. But the real Torah, it was in his head. And why he broke stones? Because he said to himself, the Bnei Yisrael don't receive even the stones, they don't receive them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashar Koach, Shkoyer, At Shkoyer. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he acted very well. He said, yes, they don't deserve this beautiful present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he break it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he accepted the argument of Moshe Rabbeinu, the resentment of Moshe Rabbeinu. And from here, I understand something. From here, I understand that the same way that the Torah, it's very holy. The same way that the Torah, it's very strong. The same way that the word of Hashem are very strong. The same way that it's strong, it could be weak. The Torah will protect you against the Yetzara, that is a big malach, his angel, that is made on, by, with fire. With the Torah, you can fight him. And you beat him. Or, if you don't know the Torah, you will break yourself. If you break the Torah, you don't study Torah, so you will break the Torah. And the Sarah will beat you. My sir, my son, I would like to teach you something. Every time that you don't keep Torah mitzvot, it's like you destroy the Lochot. How many times every day we destroy the Lochot? How many times every day we break the Lochot? We break the Torah. We throw the Torah and the dustbin. How many times every day? Every day we don't keep Torah and mitzvot. That means that Torah is very strong and it's very weak. It's strong if you are strong. And if you read Torah and you keep the Torah, you become more stronger with the Torah to fight the Yetzirah. But if you don't study Torah, so the Torah become weak. If you don't put effort on the Torah and you read Torah just like that, so you will not be strong enough to fight the Yetzirah. And at the end, you will do Averot, and it's if you die, so that means Yetzirah beat you, and it's like you break the Lohot, you break the Torah. You know, there is a Gemara who said that when Titus, when he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, before he destroyed it, he went to the Hechal, the Kodesh HaKodashim. He took the curtain that separates the Beit HaMikdash from Kodesh HaKodashim. And then he took the Sefer Torah. You know what he did? He put the Sefer Torah on the floor. And he bring a woman, and he rape a woman on the Sefer Torah, on the Kodesh HaKodashim. Okay. Have you heard this? How can you imagine that? A guy going to the Kodesh HaKodashim and to rape a woman on the Sefer Torah. David, can you imagine that? Well, let me tell you something. That's what we do every day. But we don't do the same like Titus, but we do it another way. When a man go with his wife, that she don't go to the mikveh, and she's nida, it's like he takes the Sefer Torah, and they have relationship with her on the Sefer Torah. Because it's halakha. It's halakha, there is a halakha in the Torah that you should not have relationship with your wife when she's nida. And when you do that, it's like you are over ala Torah. It's like you do the avera on the Torah. It's incredible, huh? It's incredible. So now we understand. Now we answered most of the questions. We answered the first question, why the Bnei Israel did the Egel. How did the Egel? We understand who really did the Egel. What is why Akash really did not accept the Gerim, and why Moshe Rabbeinu did accept the Gerim. It was a machloket between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu won. And then Akash Baruch Hu, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, you won, but you was not right. Look what happened. Look what happened. Now I understand why the Erev Rav, they could do the Egel by themselves. Why they push Aaron to help them, to participate with them to do the Egel. Now I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu did not realize that the Jews are doing the Egel, because it was the process to get the chiyut from the Torah, because he needed 40 days non-stop to learn Torah. You understand? It's like this baby in the stomach of his mother after 40 days that his mother came from the mikveh. Only after 40 days there is a life, something. Before 40 days, it's only a ruach, it's only ear, it's nothing. Only after 40 days, there is something living now. So a living man, it's to be really, to feel the chiyut, you need 40 days and 40 nights in the Shamayim. Now, when they said the Akash Baruch Hu didn't stop Moshe from learning Torah, to tell him, go down, look what's going on. Because if Hashem would stop, if he would stop Moshe from receiving Torah, maybe, God forbid, maybe Akash Baruch Hu after he would not give the Torah to the Bnei Israel. And Hashem wanted really to give the Torah to the Bnei Israel. That way he didn't stop him. But after 40 days, he said, now that you have the chiyut from the Torah, go down. Now I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, he did break the Lohot. Our question is, how can you break the Lohot? They are incassable. You cannot break them. No one can break something who belongs to Hashem. So the answer, yes, you can. The same way that the Lohot HaBrit can build you, the Lohot HaBrit can destroy you. And when a man do Abera, he destroyed the Torah. He break the Torah. You understand? When you do Abera, you should know that it's like you're taking the Sefer Torah and you put it in the dustbin. God forbid. Now, according to all what I told you, I think, did you understand all this now? Yes? Now, where Mamash, it's fabulous that the Arab Rav, they wanted to mix with the Jews, they want to be part of them, and Hashem, he said no. And that's why Hashem, he said no. And even that Moshe Rabbeinu, he said yes, the conversion was not 100% conversion. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, in one hand, he accept them, but on the other hand, he did not mix them with the Jews. They were separated from the Jews. And the reason is, as I told you, because if, God forbid, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept, he didn't want. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept that the Arab Rav will be part of the Jews, can you imagine? When if they will do the Eged, that means Hashem, he have to punish the whole Jews. But now that the Arab Rab did the Eged, even that Hashem wanted to punish the whole Jews, Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not punish the whole Jews. He only punished 3,000 Jews, 3,000 people who did the Eged, not the rest. Why? Because they were separated. You understand? Now. Oh, what do we have from all what I told you? Or what we can learn from all what I told you? The one who won from this situation, you know what? You know who? Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu. After all this matter between the Jews and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Egel, and then all the tefillot that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for the Bnei Israel. And then many times he went to the Shamayim. Because once the Jews, they did the Egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to go to the Shamayim a few times. And then Moshe Rabbeinu has this zechut that now he has his face who's bright. So much his face was bright that no one could see his face. When he talked to Hashem, he took away the scarf that he has in his head. So all the people, they saw, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. They saw Karan, Or Panav. His face, he has like two Karen, two lights in his face. The people, they were afraid to approach him. And Rashi said, people, the Jewish people, were not afraid to approach Hashem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to them. And now they're afraid of Moshe. A little bit of light that came out from the head of Moshe, people were afraid for Moshe. Look what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. He had the zechut that his face to become bright, brighter than before. Why? So much he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much he was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much time he went to the Shamayim to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, don't forget one thing. Don't forget something I want to tell you. And this is the biggest sod I want to tell you. The sod. Look what the Rashi said. Rashi said something incredible, incredible, incredible. ולכבות קרני ההוד שלא יזונו הכל מהם, היו נותן המס וכנגדן. I mean, I think there is a secret, there is a sword about the hood. What that mean, Karnei Ha'od? Is this Karnei Ha'od has a connection with the Sefirat Hod? Or what the meaning of Karnei Ha'od? Or why this Karnei Ha'od? And this is a big question. And why does Karnei Ha'od? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need this Karnei Ha'od? You know what is Karnei Ha'od? Can you explain to me what it is Karnei Ha'od? The splendor of or of light. What that means, the splendor of light? You're going to hear now something. Is this Kabbalah? Is this a sword? A raz? What's this? What's this? Why Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the Karnei Ha'od before the Egel? Why only now after the Egel? And the Torah said, Vayar Aaron v'chol bnei Yisrael et Moshe v'hineh karan ol panei u'migisht elav. Even Aaron, he was afraid to approach Moshe. Why? Because the face of Moshe, it was splendid. It was lightning. Even Aaron was afraid. So I don't understand. After all, Aaron, all what he did with the Shem Shamayim, as I told you before, because Aaron, he didn't want, he wanted that the Arev Rav, the Jews, be always separate, not to be mixed. And when he told him, do the Egel, he just told him, do the Egel, just that to take time, to win time. In the meantime, Aaron, Moshe will come. But they were very, very, very strong, very big witchcraft, and they did witchcraft with Kishuf, and they did Avodah Zarah. Even Aaron was surprised how quick he was born, this Avodah Zarah, this Egel. Okay? So I don't understand. You know, my answer is, we have two spherot. They are always together. They work together side by side. Netzach and Hod. Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of Netzach. And Aharon is the symbol of Hod. Okay? And we know that the Kohanim are Sfera Shminit. They are the eighth Sfera. And the eighth Sfera is Hod. Okay? Now the problem is, up to now, the Netzach and Hod, Moshe and Aharon, were together. But because Aharon, he did the Egel, so the Sfera of Hod, it was suspended. So Moshe Rabbeinu took it. And that's the meaning of Karnei of Hod. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, for till HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive the Bnei Israel for the head of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu become Netzach and Hod. Wow. Yes, always Netzach and Hod are not separated. Always they are together. When you do the Sukkah, you do the Sukkah. We have Moshe, Netzach, and then you have Aaron, Hod. And you have always Netzach. And don't forget that Shmuel HaNavi, he was the symbol of Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron, Shmuel HaNavi, the prophet Shmuel, he was the equal, like Aaron and Moshe and Aaron. He was a Ben Torah, he was a chief, he was a big Talmid Chacham in one hand, and the other hand, he was a Levi. So, you understand? So, don't forget, Shmuel HaNavi, the Shmuel, he was the little son of who? Of Korah. And Korah, he wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. That's why he fight Moshe. You understand? Now I understand why Aharon was frightened to approach Moshe. Why? Because at that time, the head of the Egel was there, was so it was not easy. And it's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive those Jews that even that they did not do the Egel, but they made the Erev Rav to understand that they did the Egel. It's like they were partner with them. I mean, the Jewish people, they should fight the Erev Rav not to do Egel. And because they did not fight the Erev Rav not to do Egel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider like if they were partner with them. And who did the Egel? It's Aharon. Okay, it was not Aharon, but Aharon, he had something to do with it. Okay? Because the Jewish people, they thought that Aharon, he did that for them, that he was partner with them. It was a mistake, but that's what the Jews thought. So for a little time, the Netzach and Hod, it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was in the hall, who was in charge. That the meaning Karan Hod, Karne Hod. And this is the Partsuf as well, as Rashi used. And that way, through the Hod, he was looking. So when Hashem, when Moshe was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, he took the scarf from his face. So everybody saw Netzach and Hod together. When you go to the Kodesh HaKodesh, the Beit HaMikdash, and when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the Bnei Israel, he took the scarf from his head. So the Bnei Israel will accept the Torah that he was teaching them. They saw Netzach and Hod. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, he had nothing to tell them. So what Moshe Rabbeinu did, he covered his head that the people will not see him. Why? So it's an accusation. It was just to teach them, look what you are losing. Before the Egel, you filled the Netzach, you filled the Hod 24 hours a day. And now because you did the Egel, you push Aharon, that is a symbol of the Hod, to do to you the Egel, now you lost. Now you have to feel the Netzach and Hod only when I talk to Hashem and only when I teach you Torah. But when I don't teach you Torah and I don't talk to Hashem, you don't see the Hod. When the Bnei Israel did a Rit Teshuva, so Aharon HaKohen, he took back his place in the Avodat HaMishkan, and he took back his place of the Sefirat Hod as it was before, and then all the Jews, they understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forgive to Aharon for the Egel that he did, and he forgive them, and the Tikkun was complete. This is the parasha of the week.